With Cap Radio News, I'm Devin Yamanaka. The Oakland Athletics are due to play at Sutter Health Park in West Sacramento next season, leaving Oakland after 56 years. But A's fans aren't letting themselves go unnoticed. Loud chants of "sell the team" could be heard in the East Lawn of Sutter Health Park in the fifth inning of the Rivercats game. Sacramento Kings owner Vivek Ranadive, who also owns the Rivercats, helped the A's move to Sacramento and is now getting the treatment of their fans.
You know, and you're going to just sit there and just come in and sweep the rug right underneath us. And so this is us basically introducing ourselves to Vivek a little bit and let him know for the next 3 years, we're going to make your life hell up here.
That was co-founder of The Last Dive Bar, Brian Johansson, who organized the protest. Ranadive said Sacramento is now in a position to bring in a new MLB team should they expand, a move that Johansson is skeptical of.
You know, I'm sure they want to watch Aaron Judge hit home runs here or Otani hit home runs here. I'm sure they want to watch that, and that's cool. But you're watching that under the premise that there's no guarantee from MLB and hasn't had any guarantee that any relocation was ever going to come to Sacramento.
Johansson pointed out there is no ill will towards the city or its fans, but it's about their team being taken from them. This is a part of a summer of boycotts at various baseball events. Cal Poly Humboldt put a hard campus closure in place over the weekend. Pro-Palestinian protesters continue to occupy two buildings on campus, and school officials say they tried to break into several locked buildings. People are now prohibited from entering or being on campus without permission. Students who live on campus must remain in the areas around their residence halls and dining facilities. Classes were moved online a week ago. Last Friday, the university offered protesters the opportunity to leave with a guarantee of no immediate arrest. But the offer didn't eliminate university conduct-related sanctions or legal charges, though Humboldt officials said leaving voluntarily would be taken into consideration in those cases. The university issued a statement after the hard closure was put in place, saying, quote, "The university supports free speech. However, there are many options to express those views that don't put others in danger, destroy property, and completely disrupt campus." The statement also had information on resources for students and links to frequently asked questions. And the city of Sacramento is seeking to increase the amount of tree shade and wants public input. Trees cover 19% of the city, lowering temperatures and improving air quality. The urban forest plan aims to increase the coverage to 35% by 2045. Rachel Patton is with the city's Office of Climate Action and Sustainability.
Individual trees grow everywhere in the city, and so every individual homeowner or business and other agency is also a part of this collaborative effort, and so really just want people to get involved.
The city manages about a tenth of Sacramento's 1 million trees. The plan proposes incentives to help homeowners plant trees, especially in neighborhoods in North and South Sacramento. The deadline to comment on the draft plan is June 21st. And you'll find more news at capradio.org.
Support for Cap Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a local company providing flexible health plans to address the needs of businesses and individuals, available through employers and Covered California. Information at westernhealth.com.